when people start spending more, are women's bodies going to start changing in a way they don't have to give bear children anymore?
That's correct. The womb is closing.
So that means the woman's body is going to change and they're no longer going to ovulate?
They won't ovulate. No, you won't. But you'll still have incredible estrogen levels. There'll be no low T in you, honey. No, that won't happen. But the reproduction part will stop because see, as a god, gods don't have to have children.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. So,
well, that's
if a god decides and knows that they don't want to have children, then can't they, their bodies change so that they don't have to ovulate anymore without having to go through the like whole menopause thing?
Correct. Yeah, no, you don't. No. Gods aren't perimenopausal.
Okay. So, women and men are pretty much, like, are there actually two different, are they different? Like, is there, like, aren't they supposed to be the same? Or is woman more superior or is man superior? Or, like,
ooh, no,
are they so different?
No, what is, whoa, they're not different. You have both. You have male and female in you right now. So does number one.
Right.
You each have both. You just have one dominant, one not dominant. And that's the whole rub with all this problem with people that are gender, transgender, and don't know which bathroom to go piss in and which one to go to and not go to. That's for you. Now you have to present yourself as what you think you are. And then, well, I think I'm Caitlyn Jenner. No, I think I'm a teenager going through puberty. And if I identify as a woman, I can go to the woman's bathroom. Yeah, I might do that. That might work out really good. That might be the ticket. Yeah, I think the girl's dressing room would be much more comfortable if you really want to see how it all works itself out, you see. So, you see, that's the rub-a-dub-dub as you go. Should make you the most popular cheerleader on the squad. If you're
kidding. Yeah. So we're all pretty much hermaphrodite. Is that the word?
Say it again.
I don't know. So then we're all pretty much like... I don't know the word when you're
hermaphrodite.
No, a hermaphrodite is one that has that are both prominent. But see, if you have dominant male, then you don't have breast, and you don't have the softer feminine side, which some may say is the harder side because they're much more strenuous and tough than men folks. Men are just dumb brawn. Women are smart, agile, and illicit. Their circumferences, you see. That's why they got all the good smarts. Your husband is the head of your household, but you're the neck that turns his head. So you allow what he sees and doesn't see, which is much more prolific than otherwise.
Oh, okay. So is there more genders than just female and male? Say in other worlds?
Computer says yes.
Okay, and how about in like in this world when we see other people, we think that they're either a man or a woman.
You got high T, low T now. You can have a man who's almost effeminate, and you can have women who are very butch. So that's all just real relative, you see. But now you can speak. Now you learned. Now you're so smart. You're becoming so godlike. You've learned how to change the body into whatever you want it to be. If you don't. You can go get a really extreme bris and become a female if you have a penis. If you want to. See? It's like, wait a minute, that's a little bit crazy, but hey, that's a hell of a bris now.
Yeah. So it's, okay, that makes sense. Okay. So,
and for
you know
the
how
people
it gets,
who can't decide, it's making them dollars.